This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Tensions continue to soar in the Middle East following the assassination of a top Hamas terrorist leader in Tehran last week and a rocket strike on Israel's Golan Heights that killed a dozen youths the day before. Israel blamed the Lebanese militant group Hezbollah for the attack and struck what it said were Hezbollah targets in Lebanon. A Hezbollah commander was killed. VOA's Arash Arabasadi.
Despite the finger-pointing, there are real-world consequences for people living in the region. Israel's Iron Dome air defense system triggered over the weekend to intercept attacks from across the border in Lebanon. And with military reinforcements on the way, the State Department issued a do-not-travel advisory for Lebanon, encouraging U.S. citizens to depart. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News.
Dozens of people have been killed and scores injured in clashes in Bangladesh Sunday. Police fired tear gas and lobbed stun grenades to disperse tens of thousands of protesters calling for the prime minister to resign. Lauren Anthony with Reuters.
Last month, at least 150 people were killed and thousands more were injured and arrested in violence sparked by demonstrations led by student groups protesting against quotas for government jobs. The Interior Ministry declared an indefinite nationwide curfew starting at 6 p.m. local time on Sunday. It's the first time it has taken such a step during the current protest. The unrest is the government's biggest test since deadly protests erupted after Hasina won a fourth straight term in January elections that were boycotted by the main opposition Bangladesh Nationalist Party. Critics of Hasina, along with human rights groups, have accused her government of using excessive force to stamp out the movement, a charge she and her ministers deny.
North Korea has marked the delivery of 250 nuclear-capable missile launchers to frontline